thy, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. Oh yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer.
Let this life within me cry.
Well, I know my Redeemer lives.
Without the sun, where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star?
This morning. How many of you are glad he's living in you today? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him a real good hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. Oh yes, I know my Redeemer. Yes, I know.
Within me cries,
I know my Redeemer.
Sing that second verse for me, if you will.
Every single God that spins things in order runs to the weary, the worn, and the weak, and the same gentle hands holds me when I'm broken. They conquer death to bring me victory.
Sweet victory. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer. Say yes, he does. Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this precious, precious day in history, Resurrection Sunday? Amen. What a privilege it is to serve a risen Savior. All them other guys that people revere as God, as their great Savior, they went in the grave. They're still there. The one that we serve, he went in the grave, but he got up. Aren't you glad he got up? Aren't you glad he's risen today? Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, why don't you shake hands with somebody around you? Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Sunday morning. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, yes, I know my Redeemer. You can be seated this morning while we look at our prayer request. Let me make a couple of announcements. There's a red Nissan in the parking lot. You have left your emergency flashers on. So if you want to, somebody was in such a hurry, they got here with the emergency flashers. I forgot to turn them off. Praise the Lord. I'm glad somebody was that eager to get to the house of the Lord. Also, there's a black Jeep in the upper parking lot. You left your headlights on. They beat the guy that was in the red Nissan. They come while it was dark to the house of the Lord. Somebody say, I'm glad to be in church. Amen. So you'll attend to those black Jeep and red Nissan. Take care. You might be walking home. So we don't want that to happen. Our prayer request this morning, Brother Jerry Glenn says that he'll be having an echocardiogram this coming Tuesday. He wants this assembly to pray that he'll get good results on his heart. Well, we believe that'll happen for Brother Jerry, don't we? We just commit that to the Lord. Brother Frank Williams is having a lot of pain in his feet and legs, so let's remember that need as we pray today. Brother Keith Phillips says, I'm having the chemo port taken out tomorrow. Please pray that all goes well. So praise the Lord, Brother Keith. We just believe the Lord with that need in your life. Special unspoken prayer request for the Birchfield family. The Lord knows all about that need. We're just committed unto the Lord. Brother Randy Scott sends us in to please keep my cousin Sharon in prayer. Just found out from her sister that she is in the hospital with congestive heart failure and has an infection that is filling up with fluids. So let's remember her as we pray. They just lost their father last week. So let's keep that family in our prayers. So let's remember that need as we pray. I want to pray for Brother Abe Dyke from Texas, who has a severe case of osteoarthritis. So let's remember that prayer request this morning. I want to pray for Sister Wilma Benton. She's been treated at home with IV antibiotics for an infection. We just commit her to the Lord. Her and Brother Jackie, just some precious people, aren't they? We just love them. We really do. Then I want to give the musicians on the platform a little thanks this morning. Somebody sent in a note, said to please tell the musicians that they are sounding wonderful. And Brother Harry didn't write that because I recognize his handwriting. I didn't write it neither, but they do sound wonderful, don't they? We appreciate our musicians so very much. We're so blessed this morning to have such a gifted platform of great, great guys that just love to play for the Lord. And, well, we're just so glad for them this morning. And we want to welcome some folks to Miss Dana. I believe I got that name right, with Sister Elena Jones. She's visiting this morning. Raise your hand. Everybody can see her. She's visiting today. Give her a nice hand. I want to welcome Dominic, Julie. Marissa and Ethan. They're visiting here this morning. Give them a nice hand if you would this morning. Any visitor that I left out, we certainly want to say we welcome you to this service. So glad to have you here. And just glad to have all of you. Let's pray today. Didn't mention it, but the young people be heading back home probably sometime this afternoon. Be getting back in here sometime in the morning. So let's pray for safety. Understand they've been having some tremendous services there at the Louisiana Youth Camp. You have an unspoken prayer request this morning, something you'd like for this group to pray about. Brother John, come this morning. As we stand together, take us to the Lord in prayer. Certainly appreciate Brother John, don't we? And the Horniak family. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to tell you how much we love you. And we thank you so much, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, it's not just a story that we hear, Lord. It's not some fabricated fable. It's not somebody's imagination put down on pages, Lord. But Lord Jesus, we know that we know that we know that you have risen. Father, I could look at my brothers and sisters and say that you've risen because I see you living in them. But Lord, that's wonderful. Oh, but God, I'm so thankful that it's real to me. Because I know you've risen in me, Father. Lord, it's not just an empty tomb, Lord. It's not just a story, Father. But you've resurrected in me, Father. I love you and I thank you for it, Lord. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that through these prayer requests, these things made mention, Father God, that you would prove once again that you've risen, Father. Lord, you didn't just come up, Lord Jesus, to show yourself, but you came to heal. You came to live inside of us, Father. And we're so grateful, Father, and we just present these opportunities, Father God, that you would once again have your will and show that you've resurrected, Father God. And Lord, and though if there's some in here, Lord, that don't know that it's still just a story, Father God, I pray that you would resurrect in them, Father God. You're a mighty God. You're not past doing miracles. You're not past rising up, Father God, once again in our lives. And Father, I pray that you would do so. Lord, I pray that you would help the musicians, Lord Jesus, that we would be able to worship, Lord Jesus, and lift you up and help the ministry, Father God. May you have your will and your way in this service. Lord, we love you. We pray, Father, that you would just be with the young people as they come home, Father God. And Lord, may they just continue to live in that atmosphere, Lord Jesus. We love you and we thank you, Lord. Have your way in the service. We ask it, Lord Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting with us today, I've already welcomed some. If I missed you, we're glad to have all of you here. All of our streamers, we're so glad to have those folks aboard this morning. Could we say it together? God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand if you would this morning. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing this song this morning dedicated to Brother Chisholm because I know it's one he likes. I believe he's coming back like he said. We're 1 week closer to the coming of the Lord, Brother Terry. One Easter closer to the coming of the Lord. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about getting to go to my eternal home. How about you? Are you really excited about it? Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him a big hand clap of praise. Play it, Lord, if you will.
High upon the mountain, from where he ascended, the angel of the Lord,
hallelujah,
declared that it would be.
Oh, he said,
"Don't you stand here
grieving
for this one that you see leaving.
Hallelujah.
Like matters coming back.
Oh,
just
Praise the Lord. Well, you're singing so good. Goodness gracious. Hate to have you sit down, but just go ahead and sit down. We've got some special singers this morning. Brother Reed Green, that's Brother Brandon's father. He's here in the service. Brother Reed, come on up here real quickly. Just so glad. We've done put adoption papers out on these guys. And they'll be heading this way probably before too long. They don't know it yet, but... And then Sister Faith's going to sing for us this morning. Brother Chisholm's daughter is going to be singing for us. Give our singers a nice hand. Sister Faith, you want to come on to the platform? Have a seat. God bless you.
Trying. He's a big guy. We might need a couple of y'all to help. I'm glad my mom and my dad are here this morning. And Brother Chisholm mentioned about his son saying he was a good dad. Well, I had a good dad too and a good mom. I thank God as a gift from the Lord.
I want to thank everybody for... I had open heart for an aneurysm back in January. And to me, it's just been a miracle, the progress that I've made. And I know that it's the Lord. And I appreciate your prayers. I know Brandon had requested prayer. And, you know, they wasn't sure that I even had one until they opened me up, and there it was. But the first thing that I did when I came to was, you know, I had no promise that I was even going to wake up. And so the first thing I did was raise my hands and say, thank you, Lord. And so undoubtedly, he's not finished with me quite yet. We had a good friend back in June in Charleston die of almost the same thing. And they said he bled out in just a matter of seconds. And when they got in there, they said mine was so thin that it wouldn't even hold a stitch. So I know God had his hand on me. And I just appreciate the Lord. So. This is an old song. You guys know it. I'm sure you do. But we don't have a promise of tomorrow, but we know who holds it, don't we? Amen. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day, and I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray, and I don't worry o'er the future. I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Well, many things about tomorrow. don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow, oh, he's the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion, it may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Oh, many things about tomorrow I don't see.
Let me walk upon the waters.
Joel Brown is going to sing Brother Jewel Forney's song, Won't It Be a Time. We're going to help him. Sing it just before Brother Chisholm comes, Brother Joel.
I said, won't it be a time? I looked and let me see them, and my hands look new. You know I looked at my dancing feet. I got some, you know they did too. I looked all around my new home, and my new home did shine. I said, I'm gonna have a time.
Thing about it is, when we get on that side, we won't worry about who's around us. We won't worry about being cute, because we'll be in the land of cuteness. We'll finally be there. So you'll finally be where you want to really, really be. You'll be able to do like you want to do. So let's, as I said before, this is just a rehearsal. We're just passing through. So why not just today, look at those hands. They're going to be new one day. Those old feet, they're going to be new. You may go home today and live in the shack, live in the worst home that there is in the Tri-Cities. But one day, you're going to be in that home that shines. Everything is fine. Everything is great. You won't have to worry about having people over. Be ashamed of it. You'll be in that new home. I said, I looked and my hands, you know my hands look new. Oh, I looked and my feet, you know they did too. I looked all around me, all around me did shine. I say, I'm gonna have a, oh, I'm gonna have a time. Oh, I'm gonna have a time talking with the angels. I'm gonna have,
hallelujah. Won't it be a time? Won't it be a time? My, 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 my. I just can't wait to get over there. Amen. Amen. I just, what it be a time. How many of you can't wait to get there? Oh, man, you talking about a time. Oh, man, we just sit with the Savior and sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and just sit with my Lord, and my, it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time, no more troubles, no more trials, no more bad thoughts, no more bad feelings, no more pain, no more agony. It's just being at peace. We have that new body. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. That'll make you serve him. Amen. It's got something looking forward for. Amen. You may be seated. We're just going to try a song in the key of D. Amen. I'm amazed this morning how much the Lord loved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. I'm amazed. Oh, my. I look all around me. When that old devil said it was over, he said, boy, you washed up. You're finished. You'll never rise again. But I can look today and say, I'm amazed how much he loved me. No one knew how low I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Yet I laughed and said, my life is fine without you. I was covering up the secret tears I cried. Then one day, someone told me of your mercy and the love that you show on Calvary. There you died and purchased my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, I'm amazed. Pick me up, Lord, pick me up. Oh, how you love me. Oh, I'm amazed how you did. Through your precious blood I found pardon. Now my sin chorus again. No one knew how long you were feeling, and the emptiness you tried so hard to hide. Yet you laughed and you said, my life is fine without you. That's what we say, Brother Terry. We was covering up the secret tears we cried. Then one day someone told us of your mercy and the love that you show on Calvary. There you die and purchase my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free. Many, many times we're gone astray, but I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness, and you hear every tear I cry. No one had ever know how much you cared for me. For me, but I'm not afraid of the problems of tomorrow. No, when you are everything that I need, I'm amazed how you love me, Lord.
We stand and we approach the word of the Lord. What a day. What a time that we are living in. My. Even Apostle Paul, he wrote one time, he said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, has entered into the hearts of man the things God has prepared. Paul, and Apostle Paul was caught up into the third heavens. He saw things that couldn't even utter from man's lip. And Paul kept this within his heart for many, many years. But what Paul saw, we are living it. What a glorious day. What a glorious hour, time that we are living in. Man, while you're standing, we're grab our Bibles this morning. Again, we certainly appreciate on last night. I slept like a newborn baby. I slept so hard, I saw myself getting ready to preach and I couldn't find none of my notes. Well, then when I was awake and I realized I was still in the bed. So I went some places last night and I just appreciate the Lord. And my, I just love the Lord. I just love coming to Happy Valley. Amen. The glory of the Lord is here. I'm telling you, and I told my wife last night, and I told Brother Jack, and I told his wife, and Brother Aaron, and him and his wife were sitting with us last night, and they said, God, heaven's true. I stand on this day, what I'm about to say. When I came here last night, this place was filled with his glory. I mean, anything could have happened. You have created such an atmosphere. You're doing it now. I mean, you don't have to swing on the chandeliers. You don't have to run the aisle. But your spirit is pulling so. And you want to hear from that Almighty God. It's a resurrection morning. This is a glorious day. Amen. And we appreciate the Lord. Amen. Amen. While you stand, let us just bow our heads in a word of prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, we take this opportunity to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for an hour that we live to see another year, another Easter. It's the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy to know that you're not dead, but you are alive. Just looking over the sanctuary is like a bouquet of roses just blooming, blossomed this morning. We thank you for your fragrance, Lord. We realize that these flowers couldn't bloom if your fragrance, your anointing didn't cause us to live. So we thank you this morning. And Lord God, as we approach your word, Father, we know that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. So we're going to need the anointing to come on the word and anoint this vessel, Lord, that you move me out of the way. And Father, I pray that you won't allow me to say anything to glorify this old flesh, because, oh Lord, our flesh is as filthy rags. But Lord, we recognize in you, you're the mighty one. You're the one that opened the book. There's not a mighty man among us on this earth, but you're the mighty one that lives inside of us. So we give you full preeminence. We pray, oh God, as we leave this place, that we can truly say, did not our heart burn within in us as he talked with us along the way? This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. While you're standing, we have three passages of scripture, Revelation 1 and Romans 8 and Mark the 16th chapter. And as we turn, you're already there. Revelation 1, praise the Lord. Verse 17, and when I saw him, now, I believe that this was John, and I think John was on the Isle of Patmos, amen, 80, 95, 96 for the word of the Lord. And here John, he's saying here, he says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. Now we turn to, amen, Romans, the 8th chapter. Oh, praise the Lord. Pardon me in this morning. Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, listen now, but if the spirit, It's a possibility. It's not there. But if the Spirit, it so happened the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, not on you now. Now, it could be on your flesh. It could make you preach. It could make you be nice to folks and be real kind when it's on your flesh. But it's got to be in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Last but not least, Mark, the 16th chapter. And we read from verse 1. Amen. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, now these women was talking, and as they was going, their heart was broken. I'm sure there was fear. And, you know, because what they had to do, they had to quickly go and anoint his body. And the question was in their mind, and I'm sure some of the women was there when Joseph laid my Lord in his tomb. And they perhaps saw when that huge stone was rolled at the entrance way of the door. And the question they asked, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And even today, perhaps there's a stone at your door. Let us bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of your word. And Father, we just pray, Lord Jesus, that you come and quicken it in Jesus' name. Amen and an amen. You may be seated. Bless the Lord. You love him this morning? Amen. Oh, how wonderful he is. How wonderful my Lord and my Savior is. I'm just so happy. I'm just happy because I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. A lot of time, folks, they don't like when I, sometimes they ask me, when I kind of share the word of God with them, a lot of time they will ask me, they says, what, denomination are you? I says, who, me? They said, yes. What denomination are you? I said, I'm a Christian. You know, I could tell that they don't want to hear that. They want to hear it. I'm said, I'm Miss Baptist. I belong to the great cathedral church up on the hill. I belong to that great big Pentecostal church. I belong to this Methodist church. I belong to this Presbyterian, the Church of God in Christ. I belong to that Methodist church up on the hill. But I didn't say I'm a Christian, because they was called Christians first at Antioch. You know, Christian, a lot of time people use the word, I'm a Christian. But sometimes you need to understand, what is a Christian? Christian is a life. It's me, God's own life. It's Zoe. It's God's own life that is living in us. Amen. And we just appreciate the Lord this morning. You know, my thought this morning, by the help of the Lord, it's my topic this morning. It is the rising of the sun. The prophet of God speaking in 1965. And I was just talking about last night when I read that day on Calvary. As I've said, when he preached that, it was 4 days, Brother Terry, after I was born. Praise the Lord. And it still is alive and well. Amen. I just appreciate it. And, you know, a lot of time folks get upset. And, you know, when they see us reading books and things on that nature, you know, it's not for everybody to read this. It's not for everybody. Amen. Some people, they read it and just a plain book. But to me, I get inspired. Amen. Even though our prophet has been dead for many years. Amen. But it just wasn't a word from lips of a mortal man, but it was a word from the Almighty God. Amen. The Bible said holy men wrote the word of God as they was inspired.
So when you read the Bible, it's just not like reading a newspaper or just reading a comic book. But when you read the Bible, it's God in letter form. And when you take the, you know, you can read the letter, as I said, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Amen. You have to read the word, and the spirit of the letter have to come off the pages, and they have to make a paradigm shift. Are you hearing me? And you have to go there. You have to get there. And a lot of times the prophet of God said, that's what ministry does. They have to pray. They have to study. They have to actually go there. I was telling my wife last night, I said it was so real to me until I actually saw the tomb of Jesus. I felt like I was there when they was beating him, when they was mocking him, and when they spat in his face. I could see when they spit in his face. I could see as it began to just slide down his beard. I could see it. And I could feel the pain and the agony. Amen. Oh, that day on Calvary. You love the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. You know, we are blessed today to know, but there are Christianity is based upon the resurrection, not replacement, but resurrection. Now, Paul said in Romans 8, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if that spirit dwelleth in you, how does it dwell in you? It's in a seed that God, everybody has a soul, but everybody doesn't have a seed. Let me say it again. I'm going to say it slow. Everybody has a seed. But everybody don't have a soul. So if the seed's not there, you can't be quickened. Listen to what the prophet said here. He says, Satan doesn't care how religious you are, how right you are, how right you are in your doctrine. If you miss that life, you won't come up anyhow. No matter how religious, how good, how many churches you belong to, and all those things, Satan don't care. Satan don't care about you coming to church. I mean, Satan don't care you pay your tithes. Yeah. He wants you to think that's going to be your salvation, which you should do that. You know, Satan don't care. If you buy the pastor a new suit every Easter, he don't care. I mean, Satan don't care. You get up and sing till you turn red in the face, blue in the face. How great thou, oh, everybody pass out. How great thou, and the devil. They don't know. He don't have a light behind all of that. I get up and shout. True, Brother Chu. Why? That brother could shout. My, I wish I could shout like that. The devil's sitting there. They don't know. He shot, but he don't have a life on his child. Come on. Come on. The devil don't care how good you come to church. God bless you, Brother Donnie. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Reagans. They're so happy. We really miss y'all during Easter. Brother Donnie and Sister Carol, can we do anything for y'all? I mean, we really love you. They don't care. I mean, you should be kind. That's a way of a Christian. But the devil don't care how kind you are. But if you miss that life, he got you anyhow. He know you ain't going to raise back up again, so he don't care you run. He don't care how good I get up here and preach and God. He don't care if the whole congregation get up and I lay all hands upon. He don't care. Long as I don't make it. Are you hearing me? So you could run the aisle, you could jump and you could shout. I mean, you could cry. Oh God, brother.
I just. Everybody, oh, sister, oh, God, oh, God. You know, that's good you petting her. Yeah, but this is like a Pentecostal cat. You know, you could tell somebody, oh, sister. Sister, go ahead and testify. Say something. Just want to thank God for being here. I just feel the Spirit.
Someone testify, sister. Or you just pour it on out.
Oh, God. I just want to testify.
You know, she just really want everybody to see on Easter because she got them high heel shoes on, see? It's Easter now. All the other times she didn't want to testify, but she got them little high heel shoes on now. And see, she got them dressed tight like a wiener. Now she, all of a sudden, she wanted to testify. The saints of God. Only thing she's doing is mocking. She's turning around. The saints of God, I just want everybody to know. God is really real in my life. I just say, God, y'all just don't know how I feel in my heart. God, the devil don't care about none of that. I mean, all that crying, you can't go home and live a good life. All that preaching, saints of God, the mighty angel has descended. He come with a book in his hand. The devil say,
he come all the way from South Carolina. He's making a fool out of himself.
The devil don't care how many books you carry. A sister told me years ago, she was talking about leaving her husband. I said, sister, don't do that. Pastor went out of town, and I didn't want to talk with them. You know, I tried to respect my pastor, but it was at a moment. This family getting ready to split up. This from the leave. And she from the leave him. She's sick and tired of him. Didn't know she was sick and tired of him because she was looking at Johnny. And she said, I'm sick and tired. Now, I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm just following him, Brother Terry. It's the rising of the sun. See, when the sun come up, it shows everything. And she said, I'm just sick and tired. I said, sister, don't leave your husband. She said, Brother Children, I'm just sick and tired of him. I said, I mean, if you got the Holy Ghost, how are you going to be sick and tired of your husband? I don't get it. I mean, how are you going to be sick and tired and you don't want to live with your husband, you don't want to live with your wife? I mean, what kind of Holy Ghost you got? My Holy Ghost make me love my wife. My Holy Ghost that I got, it tells me, look, you can't be bitter with that woman. And I said, sister, no, you can't leave. She said, Brother Chisholm, I'm just sick and tired of him. Brother Chisholm, I just want to be alone. I thank God I just come in this message. And the pastor was preaching on the serpent sea. And there a lot of folks love those mysteries, those deep things. And they can't even live a lie. Tell me about the thunder when the mighty angel come down and put one foot on the land and one on the sea. It just sound good to you, but you ain't got a revelation. And I said, sister, don't leave your husband. She said, Brother Chisholm, only thing I want is my church aid book and my seal book. Just give me the MP3. That's all I want. The devil don't care nothing about that. Some years ago, one of our deacons, I think, at the church brought a visitor. And when the visitor came in, you know, I could kind of tell his background. You know, he almost wanted, he's really emotional. It's almost like he wanted to speak in tongue and like the Spirit give them utterance. And he got up and Pastor Fred was preaching and he got up, amen. But I don't know, he was trying to show us that he was part of the system. I don't know what he was doing, but he was, amen, preach. And the pastor said, do you love the Lord? He said, yes. And he told the pastor, said, I want a set of those tapes. But Fred said, you sure you want to hear the promise? He said, I want it. And pastor said, okay, brother, we give it to you. You sure that you want? I want everything. He said, you want everything the prophet said? He said, I want everything. He said, give me everything. Pastor gave him the MP3. We ain't seen him no more. Do you want everything? As I said, the Bible said that same Jesus, Paul said,
Jesus said, as I said last night, can I just take my time a little bit? That same Jesus that went into the ground, he's risen again. Resurrected again. Not a replacement. Now, if I take this and throw this down from up here, let's do it again. If I take this and move it from here and throw it down there, and in order for me to resurrect that, I have to pick it back up. But I could take this and pick this up and put this up there. Are you with me? I didn't pick up that. I replaced it with this. So Jesus was not replaced. He rose back up again. Are you hearing me? He's not dead. That same one that went down in the ground has risen again. Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Amen. Jesus, when he was on the earth, when he died, his soul descended into hell and preached unto the spirit that I said last night that was in prison, the soul of those who rejected the message of Noah. Listen to me. Those that rejected the message of Noah. Now, there wasn't only, there was a lot of preachers down there, the prophet said. How you think so many people went astray in the day? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man be revealed. In Noah's day, I'm quite sure there was a lot of preachers was preaching one time. And Noah kept preaching, it's going to rain. I'm quite sure they were all fellowshipping. But then it got to a place that this fellowship with Noah. And they formed their own little organization. And they wasn't saying what Noah was saying. Noah was saying, come in the ark. They were saying something different. They were saying, you ain't really got to go in the ark. But Noah preached, you need to come into the ark. But they were saying, it don't take all that. But what they did, they caused the people to be lost. And when there was law, when Jesus went down in the region of the law, he preached to those preachers that caused those people to be lost. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you how serious this is. Now, I'm just going to follow the Lord. I don't know where he's taking me at right now, but I'm just following him. Let me tell you how serious it is. Let me tell you, this message, it's just not books and tapes. Now, people could say all they want. They could say the prophet is false. He's never been to the Ohio River in 1933. They could say all they want. It doesn't matter. God identified him as the messenger to the age of Laodicea. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? They could say all they want. He's gone. He's in the sixth dimension. But we are the manufacturer of the resurrection. We are identified with the resurrection. This message, to walk away from this, you lie to do anything. Yes, you lie to do anything. Your hair might be down here, but you walk away from Christ, you might bob your hair. That's right. I've seen with my own eyes, I've seen people that testify and worship God and declare that this is true and walk away from Christ. Walk away from Christ. Are you hearing me? They walk away from Jesus. Once you walk away from Jesus, you lie to do anything. You lie to leave your wife in the middle of the night and go get you another one. That's when you walk away from Jesus. As I said, a good friend of mine, I preach at his church many of times. We sat down, we talked. I watched him with my own eyes jump up and declare that this message was true. He read out the same books that I read out of. Didn't I tell you the devil don't care how much you read out of a book? Devil ain't scared of you. As he walked up in heaven, if he start war in heaven, he ain't scared to come down here and fight. So I'm going to let you know now, we're up against a war. This devil that we are fighting, he ain't going to stop. And he ain't about to tell his demon to leave you alone. So you might as well roll your sleeve up and get ready to fight every day. Get ready to fight on our side. Because the greatest battle that's ever been fought is in the mind of a human being. We're in a war.
Somebody said, Brother Chilton, what are you talking about? The message of Jesus Christ. Christ sent a word to give us rapture faith. To turn our hearts. And as I said, a good friend of mine read out the same book. Preach at his church. We both cried and worshiped and things on that nature. Perhaps got the prophet pictures in the house. The devil don't care. Are you hearing me? He don't care. He don't care. And just recently, the same minister got on the, you can look on your phone, I ain't gonna go into all that. I saw it with my own eyes and I dare call his name. Cause God may give him grace to help him out. Cause right now, as I speak, things don't look too good. He said he got a brochure and he's standing in the background and he got guest speakers, Brother Terry. And you know who the guest speaker is? Sister so-and-so. Sister so-and-so. Evangelist so-and-so. And his wife is the assistant pastor. But this was the same brother that read out of the same book. Let me tell you what. You could say all you want, I believe this message. But if that not in your soul, and it's not bedded in there, something going to call you to walk away. Let me tell you what. My Lord, my Savior, if this is not really in you, you're going to walk away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look to your neighbor and say, oh, you're going to walk away. That group there said they ain't going nowhere. So what you trying to say? This has eternal life? Huh? Jesus had 60 of them. Amen. I mean, he had so many of them. St. John, the 6th chapter, and 6th verse. And he said one time, he said, look. And my God, he had a little meals at some of his members' house. And went to the house and they were serving him some turkey and some ham. And they was kind of looking at Jesus kind of funny. And Jesus was telling him, said, look, I really enjoy this meal. And they said, Jesus, this wasn't your body we was eating, what? See, they thought he believed in cannibals, you know, eating a part of his flesh. And when Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, when you eat him, it's eating the word. Do you know, I realize, and this helped me, and I tell my wife, and I try to tell my children, you want to be a successful Christian, learn not to talk bad about people. Yeah, I'm talking about it'll make you healthy. It'll give you men's a six pack. Huh? It'll make your sister stand up strong. Amen. When you learn not to talk about people, you start doing that, gonna be a lot of people gonna be quiet. Cause some folks just got to talk about somebody. Somebody's got just be itching. And I find out a lot of times you sit inside people and you can tell people that love to talk about people, they be scratching all the time. What is you doing? They want to talk. You don't know what's going on. You better move because they got fleas. Yeah, they want to talk about somebody. And do you know, I don't want to hear about it. What are you getting ready to talk about? You getting ready to talk about the message? See, that's life. Me talking about you, brother, ain't no life in me just talking about you. But talk about the word. Talk about eternal life. Talk about the resurrection. Talk about Jesus. Talk about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He's not coming. He's already here. I'm not looking for God. If you have been to Calvary, you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be looking for God. You'll be going to churches, to churches, to churches, and to churches, and to churches, and churches, and church, and you're going to be looking for him. But if you ever go to Calvary, you can stop that wondering. You can stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let me tell you what, you don't have to go nowhere because Jesus is in here. You're the one got to operate the gift. You're the one got to pull, and God will feed you. Now, I'll tell you, last night, now, I don't know, maybe we got a mixed audience here. Amen. I don't know what your problem was last night, but I feel a little sticky. Last night it flowed a little bit better, but that's all right, because right now we're getting ready to blow the devil out of here. Are you hearing me? The devil could do all he wants. The devil could come. I don't know. Let me address it first. Now, I don't know if this is the first time you've been to church this year. Maybe I need to acknowledge you. Maybe this is your first Sunday coming to church, and it's Easter. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, sir. We did not recognize, sir. You does have on a beautiful 3-piece suit. Sister, that dress you have on is gorgeous. Your daughters, your son, they look good. Is happy to have you in church. Maybe we need to address that. Maybe you bringing in last night's spirit. Maybe you don't hardly go to church. You bringing them old cold formal spirit in. But let me tell you what, we're in the house of the Lord. As I said last night, this ain't Brother Donnie church. This ain't your mama church. This is God's house. And in God's house, we worship the King. In God's house, we worship Him. In God's house, there's freedom of speech. I'm free. Somebody say, boy, you jump high because Abraham signed the Declaration of you free. No, Jesus Christ, when He shed His blood, it set me free. And I'm free. And I'm not about to go back into slavery. I'm not going back into slavery of sin. Are you hearing me? I'm no longer a slave to sin, of fear, but I am a child of God. I come from God and I go back to God. Oh my, do you love Him this morning? Do you love Him this morning? Oh, we're going to get with it. Amen. I can tell the devil you're in trouble. Oh yeah, the devil's in trouble. He's in big trouble. Amen. The sons of God are being raised up. They're beginning to realize who they are. And man, I'm telling you get to a place. You talking about feeling good. Brother Terry, I've been feeling real good. I learned to keep those things shut. Yeah. It used to be a time. And you want to see a lot of nosy men and talk about everybody, go to the what? Barbershop. It used to be a time you want to hear a lot of women talk about everybody, but they changed now. Seems like the men, I don't know what it is. Seems like the men's shoulders are getting now and getting now and I don't know what's happening. It looks like men's getting the spirit on and they want to talk all the time. They want the gospel all the time. Men used to didn't do that. But I don't know what's happening. And somebody say, man, and at this resurrection morning, when prison bars are being broken, our Lord and Savior, He's not dead. Amen. He's not dead. Where is He? He's sitting in here right now. As I said last night, ever since the mighty angels ascended in 1963, it's been 56 years now since the mighty angel been on this earth. And since William Branham gone on, the mighty angel is still here. The mighty angel. Are you hearing me? The mighty angel is here. Who is that mighty angel? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, can you imagine all the turmoil and the stress? I said it last night, those you weren't here. All the turmoil, the stress, mind battle, situation, aggravated, and the Lord is here. 9/11 being attacked, suicide bombers, people killing, drugs, shooting, raping, and the Lord is here. If that, all of that is going on, and He's here, I don't want to even know what it's going to be like when He's gone. You know, it's the rising of the sun. I thought of the prophet of God. He talks about the rising of the sun. And he talked about in the book of Genesis. You know, Genesis is a seed chapter. It shows the beginning. And Genesis, the prophet of God says,
I love it so well. If I could just read that this morning, would it be all right? Oh, I love him. I love him. I'm not afraid to read out the books neither. Because I know who my Redeemer is. Oh, you worship a man. Yeah, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, you following a man. Yeah, I've been following a man. That's what got me on the right track. Oh, you're going to follow somebody. Yeah. You're going to follow somebody. Yeah, hallelujah. So why not follow Jesus? Why don't worship somebody? Amen. Out of all of the men that went into the grave, many funerals you have been to, they went in the grave and they're still in the grave. But when Jesus went in the grave, he had so much confidence in the word. When David wrote, "Thou would not leave my soul in hell, neither would I suffer the Holy One to see corruption." And corruption sets in within 72 hours. The nose sinks in. The flesh started decaying. But God, when he put his Son in that grave, he held back death. He held back his flesh from being corrupt. He held him back until he brought him out of that grave. He went in on a Friday evening. They beat him. They put him in the grave. They laid him in Joseph's tomb. And as I say, when he was on the cross, when he said, when he just pushed up enough on the cross on that Roman tree, he pushed up enough just to catch air. And he says, "It is finished." And buddy, when he died, Satan, they was having a ball. I mean, you know, I can't. If those saints were giving Satan and his demons all such a hard time, I've been happy they was gone too. I mean, these apostles were these disciples were preaching and doing miracles, and Jews were laying hands and devils being cast out. I mean, but when Jesus died, when he went down in that grave, listen to me, when he died on that cross and he gave up the ghost and he dropped his head in the laps of his shoulder, no wonder they called him the Savior. No wonder they called him the Savior. When he dropped his head in the laps of his shoulder, his spirit, and he said, "Father, unto the hand of such as I give my spirit," something on that wide. His spirit went to God. Are you hearing me? His body, they took Joseph, took him off the cross, and they laid him in Joseph's tomb. And while they were doing all that, his soul was down in hell, tearing hell up, ripping it up, tearing it up. I mean, he was throwing prison bars all over the place. When he walked in there, he was a mighty conqueror. He walked in hell, and let me tell you what, he was breaking prison bars. And, you know, Satan had the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he walked in there. When he walked in there, he said, "Satan, give me those keys. Give me those keys." And I can imagine Satan trying to hold the key, but I can imagine Jesus just looking at the key, just roof. Come on, you television watcher. You know you like stuff like that. Amen. Those keys just roof. Are you hearing me? And you tell me, amen. And Jesus walked out. And when he walked out, he looked around. He said, "Wait a minute. I need to go up and visit my boys. I need to go up and visit Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Amen. Because they was in a place. Amen. 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 They was veiled in a place. They couldn't resurrect it. Amen. And Jesus stopped up there and let them out. And he rose up. And he rose up. And many bodies of the saints arose with him in his rapture. The prophet of God reads here. He said the first light that was ever given on the earth was God's spoken word. The first light that ever struck the earth was God's spoken word. And he said, "Let there be light." Now, if you could go back with me. When the whole world was covered with water, it was without form or void. And darkness was upon the earth. And the Spirit of God brooded across the earth.
And when God was brooding across the earth, God had a plan. And of all of that water, watch him now. Out of all that water, God has some seed. I know I took time to get where I had to go, but God had to take some things. But it was some seed planted beneath all of that water. So in order for there to be an S-U-N, there was some seed down there. So when God said, let there be light, darkness vanished away. Because God's purpose was, when that S-U-N come out, it's supposed to pull all of that botany life. Are you hearing me? Botany life. I don't care if the botany life was up under a massive concrete, 12 by 12, 3 inches thick. I've seen it at my sidewalk at the house. But somehow that blade of grass could be up on the center of all of that concrete. But when that S-U-N comes up in the morning, and when it wakes up the earth, it got so much power. God power. And that seed could be laying dormant up under there. But I don't understand how it worked, but that power of that sun, it just... And that grass is... That sun... That grass goes... The devil had you in the club, but that sun was pulling. It was coming close to the outer edge. Because that sun was pulling. It was pulling. It thought it had that grass. Amen. But let me tell you what. Death thought it had that blade of grass. But that sun kept pulling. And all of a sudden, you saw a little blade of grass pop up and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. After a while, that sun kept pulling. The other arm popped out. They said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it kept pulling. And all of a sudden, that flower come out. Why? Because of the sun. What a resurrection that was. What a glorious day. When all of those seeds beneath the earth just rose up. Just rose up. Hallelujah. Because of the S-U-N. God's power. God's solar system. God don't fail. God had a plan. How many love God's plan? God had a plan, and it's mighty sweet. God just didn't make the sun just to be making the sun. God had some seed planted beneath the earth. What a resurrection that was, and what a resurrection this is. Let me tell you, Church of the Living God, there was two women. There were some women that went to the tomb. Amen. And they was going to anoint the body. The first day of Easter morning, there were some women that was going to anoint the body of Jesus with sweet spices. It was the custom of that day, traditionally. Normally, it was done before the body was buried. But because Jesus had died just prior to being on the Sabbath, which began on sundown on that Friday. So the women had been unable to anoint the body of the body, because the Jewish law prohibited body to be anointed on the Sabbath. So the burial anointed had been a little delay. So the women hurried to the tomb on that very Easter morning. Can we just go there for a moment? Give me about a few minutes on that. Can you go there? Can you imagine those women? Let's go in the story. Now I want you to imagine them sisters walking. Now, you know, they just saw how horrible their pastor was beaten. They was eyewitness of the horrible persecution that Jesus went through. And I'm sure some of the women that went to when Joseph buried the body of Jesus and laid him in the tomb, I could imagine them women were sitting there. It was a broken heart. It was a sad time. He was gone. The word got around. Peter said, I just can't believe it. Mary said, Peter, I thought she knew my baby. Because he said, I'll rise again. Andrew said, I told him we should have gathered up an army and we could have wiped the Romans out. I knew he should have did it. He had the power when he fed 5,000 with two little fishes and five loaves of bread. There should have been a time we would have wiped Rome's out. But no, he's gone. And Peter said, well, I don't know what to do. Peter said, I'm just going to preach no more. I ain't going to talk about the message no more that he used to preach about. And Peter was going back to fishing. Peter going back to his occupation. I wonder sometime when your loved one go away, some great man of God, the Lord decided to take him. I wonder, was your confidence laid upon that man, or was your confidence on the Lord Jesus Christ? I've seen churches after churches when the pastor go astray. I see people goes back. They go back to clubs, and they go back to cutting their hair, and they go back to watching I Love Lucy and wearing lipstick and high heels and tight clothing. Now I wonder, amen, which spirit did it have? Did it have the pastor spirit, or was it trying to get the Holy Spirit? Amen. I don't so much blame it, but sometimes preachers, they try to get you to see them instead of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why so many churches are failing, because the preacher wants to be seen. Ain't nothing good about a preacher. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for the Lord, we won't be here today. I watched Brother Donnie preach, but Donnie don't try to show himself. He's trying to get the people to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't understand how people has mistaken people that say we're worshiping William Branham, when William Branham pointed us to those bloody footprints. So how in the name of God we ever going to worship William Branham? William Branham wasn't our Savior. He was the seventh angel messenger. He was Malachi 4. He was Luke 17:30. He was not Jesus Christ. He was not Jesus Christ, but he pointed to Jesus Christ. We was going astray. We was going the wrong way. Nobody couldn't tell us nothing. They couldn't tell us nothing. We got up on Sunday morning. Grandmama got us ready and got a handful of peppermint, and she went to church. Couldn't tell us nothing. Had on high heel shoe and tight dress, and she get up and sang, "How great thou art." And she didn't care. Amen. And wear her little hat on her head. Let me tell you what. And let me tell you, church, but we're blessed. I remember going to church. I thought I ain't a Baptist. And I didn't know, excuse me, but I didn't know. I wonder why some of the saints come to church, they got a pickaxe. Some of the church was so cold, they had to pick the ice and to get themselves to worship. Then I went to some of the Pentecostal church, and I wonder why everybody was walking like that. The clothes was all starch up. Huh? They couldn't even raise their hand because they got too much heavy starch. And I used to wonder why, you know, some of the folks didn't mind waving their hand. Some of the sisters were too pretty, because, amen, back then, a lot of our sisters, we were wearing our own hair. Amen. And they were too scared to praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? But we thank God today, the mighty angel has us sitting there. We can worship God. We can run the aisle. We can praise him, because our God is not dead. Can I hear the church say, he is not dead? That's the best y'all could do. I thought y'all gonna blow me away. I asked y'all, maybe you didn't hear what it, maybe you didn't hear what I say. I said, can the whole church say he's not dead? He's not dead. That's all you could say. He's not dead. Once you just wave your hand just for one moment, just wave your hand and say, God is good. And you got to look and see who see you. I don't care about y'all seeing me. Yeah. If I'm going to be a fool, I'm going to be a fool for Christ. There was a man had a sign on his back. He said, I'm a fool. But who fool are you? Are you hearing me? This morning, fool, I'm just crazy for Christ. I don't mind waving my hand. I don't mind tears running down. I ain't trying to be pretty for nobody. I ain't trying to be pretty for nobody. I done got my girl. I ain't trying to get nobody else. I got a wife back there. Ain't nobody want me. Hello, everybody. I'm getting too old now. Ain't no young girl want me. That's just your mind going half crazy. Somebody say amen. Amen. I got a wife, and I'm happy. You find a lot of old men that try to be Miss Sugar Daddy, like they all cool. What are you doing? What are you doing? Can't hardly walk. Got arthritis. What young girl wants you? Amen. Somebody say amen. So that's why me and my wife, we getting old together. Are you hearing me? When we get in the bed the same way, and we lay down. Sometimes we just can't lay down now. Sometimes we got to just drop down. Praise God, because we get so old now. But I love it. I love it. I love it. When I look on the other side, she lay back, and she just pass you. And I get on the other side, and we just pass you. We getting old together. I don't understand. And some people, I be wanting to tell them, I don't want to embarrass. I said, sir, man, why don't you just act your age and not your shoe size? You see some of the sister party, man, some of the women, not sister. You know, sometimes they're, I don't know. Where you going? You're supposed to be taking pictures today? They're dressed so like that. It ain't about how you dress. Amen. Get dressed for Jesus. He's risen. He's here. He's alive. Look pretty for Jesus. Amen. That's what I want to be. I want to look good for him. I'm happy. You know, I ain't got nothing to live for. You know what I'm living for? I'm living to keep my family. Brother Joy, I go to work. I get up 3:00 in the morning. I crawl out the bed. Sometimes my mind says get up, but the body just ain't able right then. Sometimes I have to wait a while. Amen. Amen. My mind thing, then it had to run down in my heart, and then it had to go down and electronic my foot, and the foot began to. Some of you old folks know what I'm talking about. But then when I get up, I put on my traveling shoe, and I look over in the bed, and I said, my God, I said, woman, I'm going to work, and I'm going to take care of you. It makes me feel so good when I could go to work and get out in the cold and take care of my wife. She can live luxury. She can live in a nice home, ride in a nice car. Somebody say amen. That's just a natural man. But one day Jesus, he died on the cross. He went through hell just to get me with royalty. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you love him this morning? Do you love him this morning? I said, amen. I said, Brother Jim, we was going the wrong way. Yeah, y'all give me a little moment here. We was going the wrong way. I remember Mama used to take us to church, and we used to go to church, and the pastor met us at the door. And when he met us at the door, I said, God bless you, sister so-and-so. She said, God bless you, Brother Chisholm. Come on in. And I was a little boy back then. Are you hearing me? And I remember I used to get down on my knee. And back in those days, we used to do what they call tarrying. Y'all remember that? Come on. Tarrying for the Holy Ghost. But see, the mother so-and-so, she didn't have a revelation. She was a pastor now. Amen. But watch that seed in the wrong place. That eagle in the wrong coop. Are you hearing me? And she said, baby, get down on your knee. And I got down on my knee. I was about 8, 9 years old. And she said, son, call on Jesus. And back in those days, we used to thought, we misinterpreted. We thought, tarry me to ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's real. We go, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And my knees got so tired. I was on my knees, and I was young then. Can you imagine a 9-year-old boy knees hurting? My knees started hurting. And I watched her, and I saw this person got up and start shouting. And she said, praise the Lord, baby. Praise the Lord, you got it. You got it. And they went, and then the next one moved. And I'm the only one down there. I said to myself, I got to do something to get up from here. So I'm thinking about, I need to impersonate what they've just done. And that's what a lot of Christians does. They see somebody else shouting, hello everybody. They see somebody else shouting, then you try to impersonate that. It don't work that way. So I was on my knee. I saw when they got up. So I got up. I was watching when they got up. I said, and she said, call him, baby. Call him, baby. I can remember so well. Oh, my, it's been almost 50 years. And she pat me on my back and said, call him, baby. And I said, and I said it real fast because we were trained how to do it. I called it so fast that I got my tongue all twisted up. And you got these little slob come out your mouth. That means the evil spirit is coming out. Oh, come on. Some of you Methodist folks don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you Baptist proud folks, you don't understand what I'm talking about. See, some of you come out, but them spirits still in you. So we had a, and she said, "That's it, baby." And I got up, and I waved my hand. She said, and she hit me in my back. She said, "That's it, baby. You got it, baby." She said, "Say, give Brother Chilton a hand. He got the Holy Ghost." And I said, and I said to myself, "I'm going back to my seat. Got what?" I was still cursing. Y'all didn't know we got folks you push in the corner that start cursing. And on Sunday morning, they go, "Hallelujah, by the glory." We need the right son to come. So we went from church to church, and I remember, amen, somehow something happened, called me to leave that church. I went to another church, the Church of God and Christ and all this and that, amen. And the preaching one thing, he was living another thing. Are you hearing me? We were so dedicated going to church. Are you hearing me? And I remember we was looking for something. We were looking for some help. I mean, Mom, Brother Joy, Mom did the best she could because we needed some help. Man, I ain't never heard there was a William Marion Branham on the face of the globe. So we needed help. Now, a lot of you folks up here in the mountains, you don't know about tobacco. But we live on the farm. We come up on the rough side of the hill. So we needed help. So there's something come in the mail and had his preacher on there, brown skin, long curly hair. And he said, "You need help? You can't lose." He pointed them old fingers and said, "You can't lose with the stuff I use." And man, we lived on the farm. We needed help. And Mama said, "What's his name?" I said, "I don't know, but his name was Reverend I." And buddy, we used to sit in prayer cloth. And Reverend I, know we live in a shotgun house. We had outdoors toilet. Who didn't want to live in a luxury home? Who didn't want to ride in a Cadillac? I would have sold a Cadillac and got me a Ford. Amen. Who didn't want to live in those things? But you know, Mama did all she can. We worked hard on the farm. And Mama sent little donate. And Reverend I just started getting that money. Reverend I, and he said, "If you send me a $20 bill." And back then, man, we worked on the farm. He was sending beautiful letters. Got them stacks of $100 bills. Who don't want money? So Mom would do hard, and Mom would send money to Reverend I. Reverend I, we'll send money. Then Reverend I would send a little prayer cloth. Yeah. Then Reverend I would send a big nice mansion home. And then we just dreamed living in that home. But let me tell you what, somehow God opened our eyes and we saw that was wrong. Amen. Are you hearing me? But then we kept on going. But what it was that sign. Because my name was written on the Lamb Book of Life. See, I don't care if you've been in the club. I don't care where you've been. If your name is written on the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world, there ain't nothing going to stop you. Are you hearing me? Are you a part? Are you at Botany Life this morning? Something going to pull you. If you got God life inside of you, you're going to come to the truth. Then story fast. Now I'm going to say this. I'm glad this is broadcast everywhere. Because folks used to laugh at me what I'm talking about. And I hope you'll listen at it, you television watchers. Amen. And you know, when I came to the edge of Pentecostal, then Lord spoke to me before I said, I didn't know there was a prophet that walked on America's soil. Amen. My wife and I, we wasn't even married. Are you hearing me? Y'all don't mind this story, are you? Amen. My wife and I, we wasn't even married. Went to a Pentecostal church that was talking about television could be good and it could be violent. All this kissing and committing adultery. I don't know how you sit there and watch that garbage. And that's why a lot of people can't hardly get with God, because they mind all on who shot J.R. And as the gun smoke and as the world turned and the days of our life. Let me tell you what, we're living in the days of our life. We're living in the hour of the rapture. We're living in the time of the going away of the church. Somebody say amen. You say, "Brother Chisholm, why are you preaching those things?" Somebody need to hear that. Amen. But I was a single boy going home. And when I left the Pentecostal church, I wasn't a preacher. I pull up in the yard. There I go again. I was driving a 72 Chevrolet Impala. But I got rid of that and got a, I ain't going to tell you what I got. But anyway, I got rid of that and I pull up in the yard. And when I pull up in the yard and close the door, I'll buy here to my precious brother. And a boy spoke to me and said, get rid of your television and I'll give you something better. But let me tell you what, are y'all going to let me preach this or what? I walked straight in the house. I had a 22-inch screen. I used to watch. Hey, man, I didn't like soap opera because I thought a lot of men didn't watch soap opera. But, you know, that was for women. I used to work on the farm. They're talking about, I wanted JR really got shot. I was just lost at the Jaybird. But I thank God this morning. I walked straight in the house, got that 20-inch screen, and I walked, and I carried it, and I put it in the closet. And I could hear them devils say, no, no, don't get rid of me. I got some good episodes I need to show you. Look, please, please, don't get rid of me. I'm not going to take up your time reading your Bible and praying. I just need you to just watch me another night. I got a good night lecture coming on tonight. I just want you to just watch me. And look, I promise you, when you finish watching, I'll make sure you lay down and go to sleep. You can wake up in the morning and pray and read your Bible. No, realize when you get up in the morning, you're going to be rushing going to work. You got television all in your spirit. But let me tell you what, I went down in the bedroom and I got that 16-inch screen and I put it in the closet. I didn't turn around and say, what was that? I wasn't worried about that. But it was something inside of me that was making me obey that voice. I got rid of my television. What do y'all call it up here? Hell-o-vision? Hell-o-vision. It'll give you a vision straight out of hell. I got rid of that television. Hell-o-vision, pardon me. And then when I got rid of it, all Sunday morning, you're talking about a resurrection. You're talking about a glorious day. When I got to church on that Sunday morning, I pull up that Sunday morning. I was young and I was styling that. I pull up with that nice car. Just had them Keystone mag rim on. I had them shining. And I pull up and that thing real quiet. Just turn it like that. And I turn. And when I turn, my eyes locked over there. And I look and I saw this young, beautiful lady standing up. And I look at her. I said, oh my God. Oh my God. What is going on? And when I saw her, it's like it was none other. And let me tell you what, you talk about a resurrection in my soul, in my spirit. Let me tell you what. And I went over there and I remember that day. I just asked her straight off the press. I said, I love you and I would like to marry you one day. And she looked at me like, whoa, boy, what you doing? See, I told her, I said, I remember so well. Y'all don't mind me telling the story. But see, I saw her. When I saw her, she was singing on the choir. And Brother Reagan, I used to play the music. And I told her to sing for me one time. And I looked at her and she was saying, I know the Lord will fix it. And I was looking at her. I didn't hear the song. I was looking. I said, Lord, she is something beautiful. And I was just looking at her. And she finished singing, but I'm still just looking. Amen. But I knew one day, I said, she's going to be mine. So one day we practiced on the choir and she sang. She had choir robes and she put the choir robe up and I made it up within my heart. Another female asked me, she said, Brother Chiller, she wrote a letter. Amen. I was growing. I was 19. I was 20 years old, 21. And she wrote another young lady. Wrote a letter and she wanted me. Are you hearing me? You can't let them other churches take you. You can't let them other preachers take you. Amen. Trying to draw you in. Come to our church. We got this. We got that. Let me tell you what. If he tell you to come to his church, he's lying to you. Amen. As the light cometh out of the east and sets into the west, so shall the Son of Man come. Are you hearing me? And what I did was, amen, what I did was, and she wrote a letter and had two little blocks. Do you love me? Yes or no? And I thought that was so childish, Brother Ray. I said, man, what in the world is this? So immediately I walked up and I saw my wife, she was my sister at the church then, and she went up in this, she put a robe up and I made up in my mind. I said, this is going to be the day I'm going to ask her. I had to get myself together. This is going to be the day I'm going to ask her. I had to convince myself, I'm a Christian. I'm an overcomer. I'm a son of a king. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I am an overcomer. I made up in my mind, I'm going to tell her. And I watched her when she went in that room, but she stayed back there too long. So I wonder what's wrong. Everybody praise the Lord, but I kept my eyes on the door. I saw the door was shaking, so I walked up to the door. I heard her in there banging. She locked herself in there. So that's what she did now. And I opened the door, and I tried to get my nerve together. And when she opened the door, it was like a bouquet of roses. And I said, oh, I said, you don't mind. I said, after service, you go ahead and fellowship. I said, I need to talk to you. My heart going, I said, I need to talk to you. But I got it out. I said, I need to talk to you. And she went and sat down. And when she went and sat down, I meant for her to talk to everybody. But she sat down and just said, one spot. And everybody asked her, why are you sitting there? She said, Isaiah wanted to talk to me. They had an idea. But let me tell you what, I carried her in the back room. It was on June the 19th. I asked her straight off the prayer. I said, I like you and I want to marry you. And she back up. She said, I'll just wait tonight and I'll tell you. Let me tell you what. When God gave me my wife, that was the most happy thing he could give to me on the outside of my salvation. Somebody say, man, I don't know why you're miserable with your wife. I don't know why you ain't happy with your husband. You got to love one another because it's the rising of the sun. Now, you're about to wear me out with that marriage stuff now. I'm trying to preach the rising of the sun, and some of you don't know how to call it. Huh? You don't know how to call it, amen. When you take her out for the first time, you need to bring her back the same way you take her. Are you hearing me? Don't be in the church, amen, and talk a nice round Brother Donnie like y'all don't really touch one another. When you get in the car, your arms all around her and all that kind of smooching and stuff. But when you get up in the church, y'all, you separate like you Christian. You don't need to do that. Hello, everybody. It's the rising of the sun. The sun is shining too bright now. But I thank God. God kept pulling me. God kept pulling me. And one day, amen. We've been in this Pentecostal church, and my pastor, thank God for him, amen, still's a pastor today in Columbia, South Carolina, Pastor Henry Simmons at that time, amen. And one day he introduced, amen, that what they call the message of the hour. And when I got the book, I look at the book, and I look at the book, I saw a white man on there. Then I start seeing church ages. That I read something in there, I ain't never seen that before. And I go, it's the same thing the Bible said. I said, oh my God. Then I would go to bed and read. And after a while, after I stopped reading my church age book, it stopped making me understand my Bible much more. Then I stopped reading the seal book, and it opened up the revelation more to me. Then I read more in my church aid book, understand the mighty angel. So I thank God for that. It interprets this the right way. Amen. So I thank God for that. Do you love what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you love what I'm saying? So I thank God for it. So after a while, amen, God began to open our eyes. God began to open our eyes. It was the rising of the sun. Oh, shalom to the bride. And we recognize that he has risen. He's not dead. And I thank God for this message of the hour. If anything can change you, it's the message of the hour. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. This message will take cursing away from you. This message will make your dress come out. Are you hearing me, preach to you? This message will make you keep scissors out of your hair. Are you hearing me? This message will make you throw away your cigarette, your Liska body, and your needles. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? How many of you thank God? How many of you thank God? Oh my. Let me tell you, I'm just all over the place, but I'm trying to hang with the rising of the sun. I'm trying to tell you, don't try to impersonate. Be who you are. Be who you are. My daughter-in-law asked me, she said, Brother Chisholm, how can I stay in the anointing? What I have to do? I said, do nothing. Brother Brown said in the sixth seal, just walk. That's all you got to do, walk. Come to church. Don't try to manufacture now. And I told her, I said, when Moses crossed, past the same mountain, leading Jethro, his father-in-law's sheep, there was a bush there. Moses passed right by that bush. Huh? Moses had a bucket of water and some topsoil, and he put around that bush and put some fertilizer on because he hoping one day it'll grow up. No, Moses just passed by the bush and it caught a fire. And what I'm trying to tell you, you just keep coming to church and being faithful. At the appointed time, God will give you the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. I want to impart to you eternal life. The Holy Ghost is what's going to keep you. It's the rising of the sun. Give me about 30 minutes. I'm going to leave it long. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I apologize. I do apologize. I'm just following the Holy Spirit. But when them women, when they went to that tomb, I can imagine Mary Magdalene just saying, we're going to anoint the body of Jesus. But Martha, how are we going to roll away the stone from the door? And maybe you come to church this morning. Maybe there's a stone in your life. Maybe there's something you're dealing with. Nobody seems that can help you. I talked with the preacher and it seemed like he just can't roll away the stone. Ain't no preacher could roll away this stone. Are you hearing me? Jesus made this, God made this penalty, the pain, the sin, death was so high, no man could pay it. The prophet of God said he believed that God made it that way. And the only one that can pay that penalty, it was death. And Jesus Christ was the only one that can pay that sin barrier. And I thank God this morning. But when those women went there to anoint the body of Jesus, and they're surprised when they got there, there were some men standing there. And see, you come to see this Jesus, which was dead, which was crucified. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And I believe this morning, some of y'all need to come in here. I believe this morning, and I ain't going to hold you long. I believe this morning, you've been coming to church on Easter, and you just being Easter. I say a lot of folks, they come to church, and they just be churchy. They look like church folks. Church folk looked like church folk. My mom, when she was coming up, I could tell when she went to church. Because we used to, the older sister used to smell like peppermint. I could tell mama been to church. But it's more than just going to church. I need something to change me. I come in one way, and I want to go back out another way. Like I said last night, those attitudes has got to go. But the church I preach on attitude, there's a lot of people got some bad attitude. That's why Jesus is here, to take those attitudes away. Do you love him this morning? My. But those women, when they got there, they said, who shall roll us away the stone? Ask yourself the question, have I actually been in there to see that he's gone? Am I just going by what Brother Donnie said? Am I really going by what Brother Terry and the rest of the ministers? Brother Terry, he's a fine teacher, and he explained it. I really believe he risen. Do you really know it? Are you the same, Brother Joy? He preached about the resurrection, but have you ever been in there? Has you just walked in there and seen the place where he was laid? Are you just going by a story? I think you need to stop what you're doing and go in there. Because if you'd never been in there, you wouldn't have proof of his resurrection. What the angel told him, say, go and tell the disciples that he's risen. Don't preach now, women, but go and tell. And then women took off, they ran, and they told the disciples. And Thomas, amen, he didn't believe it. And there are churches today that don't actually believe in the resurrection. But let me tell you what, I believe that he died and he rose again. He died on a Friday and he rose up early that Sunday morning, the break of day. And let me tell you what, he is risen. He's not dead. But the sun is shining mighty bright now. And I thank God he's shining in my heart. There's a resurrection in my heart. There's a joy in my soul. It's unspeakable and full of glory. And I so thank God it's a sunlight. When this sun shines in my soul, it makes me love everybody. It makes me love my enemy. It makes me love those that persecute me and say all evil against me. Brother Terry, since this sun been shining, since the rising of the sun, it's easy for me to love you. Amen. every so often you text me. It's easy for me to go out to lunch with you, Brother Terry. It's easy. Yeah, because you love me and I love you and we love everybody. I love you. I love your wife love my wife. Oh, we just friends. But try to love that man over there that treating us wrong. Then I know you've been inside that room.
Right. Amen.
I want to ask you, have you really been in there?
Come on.
Are you just coming to church? Have you ever been in there? If you ever had the opportunity, in my closing, if you ever had the opportunity, I'm just following the Holy Spirit. This is what God wants me to stop at. I just want you to think about it. If you ever had the opportunity to go in there, it'll change you. I feel a brick wall. Can I move this one? They said, look, he's getting real spiritual now. I'm going to tell you what, there's a brick wall. Look, if you ever went in there, you come back out. You won't be seeing colors.
Right.
Amen.
Well, I can't, Brother Donnie, I don't mind fellowship with our folks. Our folks? What are you talking about? Brother Donnie, look, I mean, our fellowship, I enjoy the system, but look, I don't like to be around now. I'm just going to preach. If I don't come back no more, but Donnie going to know I ain't scared to preach. I ain't skating around nothing. Are you hearing me? And look, let me tell you what, since the son been living, I remember, Brother Terry, I remember some years ago, I'm following the Holy Spirit. I remember some years ago, back in the late 90s, you remember they had the Federal flag? That flag's got a lot of meaning behind that. And some people got hatred behind that. You know what I did? This white brother, white young man walked up to me. He says, Now watch, he pulled me out of my domain on his, down on his level. And see, the sun's risen. Now watch, Brother Joe. He told me, he said, let me tell you what. And it was talking about, that before Governor Heller was talking about the flag. Y'all let me preach. Leave me alone, let me preach. Well, I'm going to talk about it now. I'm going to talk about it. Because some of you got that problem. You said you're looking real good, but you better go to Calvary. When I leave, you better go in that room. Don't go by what some preacher said. You better go in there and know has risen. See, if you've never been to Calvary, you ain't going to change. You got to go to Calvary.
Right.
Brother Terry, and God told me, and he had a problem, you could tell, because you could see, you could tell the way they looked sometimes. They got an old funny looking, old gloomy look on them. You know how you get around some of our color, you could tell they're funny. You could feel it. You're a pastor, you're a minister, you could feel it, and they're trying to put on. Ain't no putting on me. Hey, man, this is real. This is real. I ain't got nothing to hide. Look, check me out. Look. I ain't got nothing to hide. But somehow, he said, Isaiah, let me tell you what. That flag is going to stay on. Oh, a preacher. He tell a preacher that. Watch it, Isaiah. See, we're supposed to be way above that. We're not into politics. I don't want this president. I'll be glad when this president, I'm glad he's out of the sea. We want Trump. Are you a politician? Oh, we got more politicians. I'm vote for Jesus. Well, we get this president, he say he's going to help the economy. If God don't help us, let me tell you, the government is controlled by the opening of the sixth seal. Demon power. Are you hearing me? I'm finna preach now. I'm finna stop here. I'm gonna knock over a wall right now. Let me tell you what, you better go in that room. And he told me, he said, Brother Chisholm, no, he ain't called me brother. He said, let me tell you what. He said, that flag is going to stay off. I walked away. Something raised up in me. It wasn't the Holy Spirit, that old flesh. And I turned around. A little small man like me thought I had a six pack. I walked back up, and the guy was bigger than me. I walked back up. I said, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Breathing like a bull. Let me tell you something. Now we act crazy sometimes. Nobody ain't looking. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I said, we ain't riding on the back of the bus no more. What I got to do with my Sabbath? We ain't riding. And I got over him, buddy, and I huff and I puff, and he got real small. I said, we ain't riding on the back of the bus no more. I said, the flag is coming up. A Christian acting like that. Oh, boy, when I got him down and he started shaking, I walked off. I heard something say, dude, you just did it. Then my demons telling me that. And I walk off and I was bad. Man, I was bad. When I was walking off, something grabbed me in my claw and said, come here, boy. And when I turned around, it said, go back to that boy. You're a Christian. You're not politic. You're not racist. Now you go back. And I said, God, he did not tell him. I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, get yourself away from here. Lord said, you can never help nobody with that problem. You can never win nobody. You'll never be the salt that can help others. And I thank God I'm free this morning. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. I thank God I'm free. I thank God the Son has risen. Glory to God, the mighty Son. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection is here. The mighty angel has descended with a book in his hand. I'm going to say this here. I don't kill this devil. I don't kill this devil. I'm glad everybody watching. I don't kill this devil. Lord, you got to help me. Angels, come on, stand beside me. Come on, get all around me. Come on, close that gap. Let me tell you what. You talking about people sitting right in. That's why Brother Brandon said, you don't have to put it up there. That pyramid to the top where there's only love. He said, it won't be many that he'll put up there. Remember that? When the church first started, about 20 years, AD 33 and AD 53, about 20 year span, the apostles turned the world upside down. They sold their possession. Man, their boys were sold out. Silver and gold have we number, such as we have. Rise up and walk. They didn't have no problem. But this age that we're living in, let me tell you what, in order to be a part of this, in order to have the Holy Ghost, you got to completely sell out. Now I'm going to say something, and really, I don't care. I ain't trying to buy a pulpit. I want everybody here. I invite you. You know, I know I ain't going to invite you. I'm inviting Brother Joy. He's my brother. Brother. Man, what's up, man? What's up? Everything going down? Hey, we come a long way, man. Yes, we got to keep it real, man. Amen. Don't let them take us out. Yes, what kind of spirit is that? Right. Take them out. Take them out what? But we got to hold it.
That's real.
You know what he said? He had a dream, brother. We got to keep this dream real. What dream did he have? All that's hidden down in your heart. Huh? And then I looks real good. Listen at me good. I looks real good. Because I got to put on. I got to impersonate. But the sun's shining too light. Look, this brother here now, because his hair a little slicker than mine. Are you hearing me? Look, I'll fellowship with him. And I got to be real nice to him because he'll pick my spirit up. Right. See, I got to impersonate. But the sun is too bright. But I'll be real nice to him. But down in my heart, I got a little problem with him. But when I come to my brother over here, well, I'm really free with him. And I'm thinking I'm going to heaven. I'll bust hell wide open.
That's real, brother.
That is real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And folks got that problem sitting right up in here.
Right.
Oh, God, I just saw something here. Uh-huh. You better go in that little room.
Yes, sir. Right.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Who said that back there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I went to a church and a brother grabbed me. I know he was putting on. Big brother grabbed me when I get through preach. Brother Chilton, I love you. Big black brother picked me up. Brother Chilton, I love you. And he just rocking me. And the shoes going all up in there. Brother Chilton, I love you. We just love the way you preach. Down in my heart, I know he was lying. And today, he ain't got nothing to do with me. Are you hearing me? And today, he won't even speak to me. Now, I wonder what kind of Holy Ghost was that he had. He had a ghost, but it wasn't a Holy Ghost. Sister, if I treat you a little bit different, I treat that sister, I ain't got the real Holy Ghost. Remember that now. Are you hearing me? If you treat this young man a little bit better, you treat Brother John, you ain't got what you think you got. We getting ready to get out of here. I'm going to tell the truth now. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Look, I ain't saying you got to crossbreed and all that, but I say you got to love everybody. Are you hearing me? I want everybody to hear what I'm saying. Turn me up loud. Turn me up real loud, because I want everybody to hear. You better make sure you got what it takes. Don't be nice and somebody be called, you getting this from. I went to a car lot one time. I'll never forget. I bought this car from this gentleman, this white brother, a man, okay? Oh, he was nice to me because them dead president was coming. Then he found out I had a little gift for singing. Mr. Chisholm, why don't you come in our house and sing? So I get up there, he's singing and he's playing. Now I don't know why I'm going this way, but I don't follow him. I feel real good. And I mean, they're just singing. And his wife's playing. Oh, look like he just loved me. Oh, he just loved me. And I noticed the glass that he gave me was a glass way in the back. That was a special glass. Are you hearing me? So I got there and I got to singing. Then all of a sudden, I said, sir, I said, and oh, he real nice to me. He loved me. I thought he loved me. It wasn't me that he loved. Them presidents. Huh? Are y'all hearing me? Are you hearing me real good? I said, I'm talking about real, real good. And he was real nice to me because I paid him every week. But one day I got there and said, sir, do you have a restroom? What you got to do? What you got to do? Because they had a special room for me. He showed his color. So what I'm trying to say, something going to make you show your color. Oh, but children, I got that same thing Peter said. Peace of the Lord, I die for you. Man, I give my life for you. I do this and I fight for you. He said, Peter, calm down. Before the cock crow thrice, you're going to deny me. Peter's like, I will never do that. Lord, I go all the way with you. Let me tell you what. Before we leave here, there's going to be a lot of pressure. When they start putting locks on the door, you're going to start showing your real color. That's right. Ain't going to be no pianos and organs and drums up here to play. You're going to be on your knees and say, Lord, I wish I would have listened to that little preacher. I should have went in that room. I want proof of his resurrection. You got to be an eyewitness. If I was sitting in a restaurant with my back turned towards the highway, the busy lane, and cars pass, and I'm sitting there and I'm talking to Brother Terry and Brother Joy and the rest of the brothers, we talking, and all of a sudden I heard a bang, 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 and I turned around. Oh my God, I see cars over here and cars over there. Oh my God. I see that car turned left and that one up on the light pole, and I runs out. Oh my God, what happened? It was a terrible accident. I look in this car, baby's crying, and this lady turned this way, going the wrong way, and this car over there, this man's forehead bleeding. He's an older guy, but look at him, sure. And I'm looking, man, what was wrong? God, me. And I call, and I'm, oh God, ma'am, you okay? And I goes back, and the cops come up. Did anybody see that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know this young lady. I know she was wrong because she was texting. How do I know? I'm assuming. And a lot of you are assuming. You better make sure you got that bodily life. Because if it ain't there, you ain't going into rapture.
Amen.
Donnie preached hard. Brother Terry, Brother Brown, and the rest of the ministers preach Jesus hard. Don't get the preacher, but get Jesus. Get born again. You must die in order to live again. The officer, come up. Yes, yes, 1 out of 12. Yes, we got a bad accident here. We see automobile, so-and-so in car, license plate. So, have anybody seen this accident? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I saw. Because the baby's in there, and I'm feeling sympathy. I'm feeling, I didn't see that. He said, what did you saw? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, calm down. What did you saw? Sir, I said, "Brother, we were so happy to get it out. We were sitting in the restaurant, and all of a sudden I hear this huge this noise." And I asked him, and we were just talking, and I turned around, and I saw cars everywhere. And the officer, smart enough, he said, "Wait a minute, how was your turn?" I said, "Sir, you didn't understand what I said. Do you listen?" I said, "My back was turned." He said, wait a minute. "Sir, I can't take this to court. You didn't actually see that. You're going by what you think. You don't know. You got to be." And that's the way them disciples had to be. They had to be an eyewitness that he has risen. Let me tell you what this morning. You better make sure that you know that he's risen in your heart. Make sure that you know that he's risen in your heart. The Holy Ghost that I'm talking about, it'll stop you doing shady deals. Shady deal. Get this one a little bit more and get that one a little bit less. That Holy Ghost will make you do it right now. Are you hearing me? I thank God for the Holy Ghost. How many of you thank God for the Holy Ghost? Brother Larry, you and Brother Reagan and the rest of you, come and play something softly for me. What did you play, "Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross"? There's a precious fountain. That's what I need this morning. Lord, I've been going to church Sundays after Sundays. I've been hearing good sermons, and I've been jumping, and I've been hollering, and I've been even writing notes. I can remember exactly where Brother Donnie come out. Brother Terry brought it out so far. Brother Joy, the way he brought that and the rest of the men, I've never seen it. But what is it doing to you? I told someone, I was talking to my wife this morning, we was in the restaurant, and I told my wife, I said, "Honey," I said, "when we go to church, that word got to come off the pages, and it's got to live. I don't need to waste my time, I need to come off the pages. This might be my last time here, but I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth in Happy Valley, here in Johnson City, Tennessee. You better make sure that you know that you know. I ain't talking about what your mama's mama talked about. I'm talking about what you know. You got to know without a shout. I can't go by your experience, Brother Terry. What God did for you, he may did a little different for me. But we both got a different experience. Are you hearing me? But we still had the same church. Each one of the disciples, they explained about the death of Jesus. Some said a man was sitting on the tomb. Some said it was two. They explained a little different. But they had the same revelation. And I'm trying to tell you, have you been in that room? Have you? Have you been in there? You mean to tell me you've been in there, and you're going back with the same attitude? You mean to tell me you've been in there, and you still got on your phone, you got some numbers you don't want your wife to see? Because if you ever go in that room, it'll delete everything off of there. Well, you say, "Jesus, keep me near the cross. I want to go in the rapture. I'm going in the rapture. Because I believe in my heart, God put something in me to give me ready for the rapture. Jesus, keep me near the cross." Sing it real slowly for me, brother.
Jesus, keep me.
Are you asking God to keep you near the cross? Or have you gotten too far away now?
A precious fountain.
Have you drank from that fountain this morning?
Free to all.
The healing. I'm talking about the healing stream. You know what it's going to do? It's going to flow. It's going to flow. It's going to flow from Calvary.
From Calvary's mouth.
I know this has been a little rough this morning, but the truth, say, in the cross.
In the cross.
If you need prayer this morning, why don't you just come?
In the cross.
Oh,
be my Lord. Be
Brother Reagan, we're gonna rest. Stop. Just rest. No music playing. We're just gonna rest. Rest from your labor. Rest from your mind battle. Rest from the trials. Just rest from the stress. You're gonna rest. Go ahead.
In the cross.
I should have fallen.
My
What you dealing with, and you come with the right attitude, you would leave back having a result. My God is not dead. I don't care if you got high blood. I don't care if you got low blood. I don't care if you don't have no blood at all. My God is a healer. Whatever your condition is, my God is here today. He's not dead. He's not on a throne. Let me tell you what, he's on the throne room of your heart. Just believe him this morning. Just believe him this morning. Why don't you trust Jesus? Why don't you trust Jesus?
The world will try to satisfy that longing in your soul. You may search the wide world over, but you'll be just as satisfaction until you found the Lord, for only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only Jesus can I hear the call.
This weekend. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. As you go this morning, keep G. Amen. You can be dismissed this morning. Amen. Have a wonderful evening with your family, friends. Amen. This Easter Sunday.
Oh, because He lives.